This week on Songs from the Cellar, the boys from Texas, it's Lone Star.
You're gonna love it!
You're really gonna love it. And go! Everybody, welcome to Songs from the Cellar. I'm really, really pumped today. I've got my brothers here today. This is so exciting. I got Keach and Michael and Richie and Dean. This is Lone Star. I'm so happy to have you guys. Thanks for being here, boy.
Good to see you again.
I know. We just spent like the last two years at Christmas together, and we've been touring a lot together. But these guys, I mean, they're my favorites, man. They're just
you're awesome.
No, seriously. I mean, not just on stage. These guys are great to play with and to sing with. It's just unbelievable magic every night.
Well, we've been friends for a long time.
We've been friends a long time. And, man, I'll tell you what, I've never had that much fun doing a tour as I do with you guys because we...
And we got paid for it, didn't we?
We got paid for
What's wrong with this world?
I know, man. It was like, every night, man, I'd walk out and I was excited to go. You know, I mean, even in a tour, sometimes it gets monotonous, it gets whatever. But, man, it's like by the time the show started... It was like, man, I get to go out and play with the boys tonight, and Patty. Of course.
Patty.
I know why you look forward to it, because we only played half as long.
Right. Take a long break.
You only had to sing half as long a night, so
it was
kind of nice. It was a break
for me. It was. I think we should do that all the time.
I miss having a half-hour break in the middle of a show.
I know. It was pretty cool. I mean, we'd come out, we'd sing together, and then I'd leave, and then I'd get to go to the side of the stage and watch them do a bunch of hits, and then I'd come out and do some hits, and then we'd do it together. It was just, when you get that kind of, friendship and camaraderie, it's rare, you know.
And, well, thank you for giving us that opportunity, because you actually reached out to us and said, we should do this Christmas tour together.
Yeah.
So you kind of made that thing happen, so we got to do it for 2 years.
Yeah.
What a blast.
Let's talk about Front Porch Looking In. Let's talk about that song.
That's a hit.
I mean, that's a big old hit.
Well, you and I were just talking about that. Gentleman by the name of Don Fremmer, who you used to write with
before
he passed away, and Frank Myers, I co-wrote that with them. But we were talking about Don Fremmer and, you know, this 80-year-old man that was still sharp as a tack. And,
oh, my gosh.
Just an amazing lyricist.
Oh.
And just loved writing with him. And a lot of those lines in Front Porch, you know, he came up with the, you know, how clever it was twisted. And it was written about our place out in Smith County. I had Frank and Don out to help me fix a fence one day. And they thought they thought that we were going to write a song, and
they came out.
Don Fremmer showed up in a golf pantsuit, shirt, and shorts, and penny loafers. And the funniest thing is you could ever see is a 80-year-old man in a golf suit running a jackhammer. We didn't write a song, but when we got through that day, before they left, they said, we got an idea for a song, and it's about your life, because they saw my kids out there, and we wrote it the next day.
Massive hit, too. Well, we got to do that. We'll be right back. You got to hear this song. Check it out. Lone Star.
This panoramic view, I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, and watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view, my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. Little blue eyed blowing shoes on wrong. She likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl, holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love most is my front porch looking in. Oh, yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere, following my child. I've seen the paintings from the air rush by the hand of God. Mountains and the canyons reach from see the shining sea. Oh, but I can't wait to get back home to the one you made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away. My front porch looking in, there's a cane top, can barely walk with a Sydney cup of milk. Little blue eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl, with a zippy cup of milk. Little blue eyed blonde with shoes on her own, she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl, holding both of them, and of you I love the most. You I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Welcome back to The Cellar, everybody. I'm excited. My brothers Lone Star are here, and we're just having a blast. I mean, we're just kind of catching up.
It's a great
up.
Time.
Yeah, this is so fun.
This is a nice cellar, by the way.
Yeah,
the cellar is amazing.
Great wine, too, by the way.
Yeah. See?
Very well stocked. Hope you didn't count them before we got here.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. And we had to buy a whole lot of wine when they left. I don't know what happened. Something happened, man. Those guys were having some fun.
Bunch of winos.
I don't know, man. This is fun. I mean, we, you know, like I said before, we've toured together and done so many shows together, and it's just great to have you here, man. I love you guys. And I mean, let's talk about Amazed. I mean, what?
I remember that song. That was a good one.
I remember it, too. I think it was number one for 78 weeks on Billboard.
It was only nine.
Oh, nine. It was a lot.
Well, that was on just one chart.
That was one chart. That's true. That's
but
true.
If you combine the other, you know, pop.
AC.
Hot AC, adult contemporary. I was driving home from Nashville one day. And I heard a dance mix of Amazed. You know, the four and the four?
Every little thing.
Yeah, that's right. There is one. That's right. I forgot.
And I was like,
ooch, wow. Ooch, but at first, ooch. You didn't even know it was Amazed, did you? You just thought it was like, ooch, and it's all of a sudden you heard your voice. And it's like, wait a minute.
I don't remember doing that.
Then we had to start wearing spandex and headbands after that song.
It was pretty cool. It was
you know the drill.
Y'all look really good in those tight leather pants. It was really, really fun. I mean, you got Amazed, and I mean, it changed. I mean, I just remember it was just humongous. It was one of the biggest songs ever in country music history.
You know what? It was one of those songs that changed our lives and changed a million other lives out there as well. And, you know, the first time that we heard it just a little, you know, piano vocal, I think it was, with
Bill Luther. Bill Luther was singing. What a singer.
Oh,
what?
Great singer.
He sounded like Rod Stewart on the demo.
Yeah, but it was, you know, it was incredible. Amy Mayo, Chris Lindsay, and Marv Green wrote the song.
That's right.
The story that we heard, that it sat around Nashville for, you know, 5 years. Multiple artists passed on it.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Yeah,
artists.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rascal Flatts. I mean,
my kids thank you. My wife thank you.
Everybody thanks you.
That's right. But it's just one of those songs that it's a timeless classic. It's still, you know, it's going to go on forever.
I mean, we do it every night in the show, and man, we're standing there, everybody does crazy. It's like it's really hard to follow that, so I'm glad I never had to follow it. Y'all kept doing more.
I'll tell you this, that it's such a big song that Drew Carey told us that that it was the most baby-making a song in the history of country music. He said it.
It's quite the compliment.
A big compliment, because there's a lot of baby-making songs.
My grandmom used to say that. She goes, that's a baby-making song. And I was like, like 12. I didn't know
what you're like, Grandma knows.
What are you talking about? And then I was like 16. I went, wait a minute.
Grandma's anyway. Dirty.
Yeah. Grandma, what is wrong with you? Oh, my God. We'll be right back with Lone Star, you guys. Welcome back to Songs from the Cellar. I'm here with Lone Star. This has been amazing, guys. I appreciate it.
It's been fun.
Thanks for having us, man.
It's, you know, we were talking about it before. We toured together for the last couple of years for the holidays. And you know, it's funny. This is the first time this has ever happened. You know, we toured together and the buses would follow each other. So we're leaving Albuquerque, New Mexico, on our way to Kansas. And it was a long drive. I remember that. It was cold, whatever, in the middle of the night.
We needed every minute to get there on time and do the show.
So we were running behind. So what happens? My bus breaks down, and thank God, Richard McDonald can fix anything.
Not anything.
He can fix anything. I'm just telling you.
That night, you lucked out because your bus driver, Barry, gets off the bus, and he's back there. I had just laid down, and Dean comes back there.
Dean got him up.
Yeah, Dean goes, hey, Richie, Phil's bus is smoking. I'm like, Cheech and Chong.
No, it's a whole different thing.
Probably just
I get up, and I get at the back, and everybody's back there, and Barry's got his, you know, phone flashlight, and it's, you know, smoke's billowing out, and you know how Barry, what do you think it is? I said, well, it looks like your fan clutch is burning up.
Oh, my God.
He goes, what are we going to do? I said, this is your lucky night. I just so happen to have one underneath my bus.
And he had one.
He keeps an extra of everything. He keeps an extra.
One thing you have to know is Richie's our full-time mechanic, part-time lead singer.
Yeah.
You have to know that.
Shea Tree singer, full-time mechanic. But I figured it out. I know why Phil had us back this year on Christmas tour, because I fixed his bus last year.
Every year, man. It's like.
Let me tell you the funny part about that story, though. So it's funny that we have to wake Richie up at 4:30 in the morning. To fix it, but then we were late getting to the show.
Right.
We were late getting to the show, and so there was a big sign on all the doors for all the fans to enter, and it says, "Lone Star's." They said the show will be late because Lone Star's bus broke down.
I called them.
It was our fault.
I said, man, Lone Star, I don't know what's going on. We've been waiting for them. We don't know what's going on.
Their mechanic sucks.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. I'm telling you what.
That's fun.
Dude, we got it. Let's do a song together before we go. We did this every night, and, man, what a blast to get to sing with Lone Star on this. We did this Mark Cohn song, which apparently I wrote for Mark Cohn, but I didn't really write it. So this was a blast doing it every night, man. And it's a song called "Walking in Memphis." And
here it goes.
Let's do it, Dino.
Does it feel weird not playing?
Starting or am I starting? What are we doing?
You're starting.
Oh, great!
It's your house.
It's your
right. Cellar.
All right. Okay.
You can do it.
I put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane and touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. And W.C. Handy, would you look down over me? And yeah, I've got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. And I'm walking in Memphis. Woo! I'm walking with my beats and feet off a bill. I'm walking in Memphis, yeah. But do I really feel the way I feel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was probably should have warmed up.
Saw the ghost of Elvis down on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland and watched him walk right. Now security, they did not see me as they hovered around his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting on the king down in the jungle room. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off the bell. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel?
They've got catfish on the table.
Yeah,
take them to church.
Good, that's right, baby.
They've got gospel in the air.
Yeah, that's right. And Reverend Green,
be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer.
Sing it, boy.
Sing it, man.
He took you to church.
That's high in here in the cellar.
That's good, though. Boy, you've got a prayer in Memphis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, Muriel plays piano.
Yeah.
Every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her. And they asked me if I would
do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said,
baby. Thanks for being with us in Long Star. This is so good. Come on. Now, everybody out there, sing along with us right now. You ready? Let's get it going. Here we go. Come on.
Good job.
Play us out.
Feel good.
That's great.
We love you guys. Thanks for being here. Songs from a Cellar. Long Star. We'll see you next week. Next time.
Yeah. Woo!